welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weight Break Podcast. Super excited for today's episode. We are going to be chatting about iOS 15. It's a bit of an emergency podcast. We've got latest updates from Apple and wanted to cover what's going on, what you can do to stay ahead of it, as I am the founder and CEO of Waybreak, a leading email and SMS marketing agency powering over $100 million in revenue for our clients since last year. So yeah, really excited for today's episode. We're going to get in what's going on, how you can stay ahead of the pack in every way. And first things first, want to give a quick shout out to Steve from E-commerce Fastlane, recently featured Waybreak as a top five e-commerce podcast. Thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate it. I really appreciate being included alongside a great roster over there. Thanks for putting me next to the E-commerce Fastlane podcast, the rest of the E-commerce Fastlane podcasts, Shopify Masters, the unofficial Shopify podcast, which is actually like, I think the first podcast I was ever on and kind of inspired me to start my own. So shout out to Kurt, Commerce T, and E-commerce Marketing School. So thanks, Steve, for the feature. I really appreciate it. And it was great to be with that crowd. And thank you all for listening. That's part of why things like that happen. So thanks for listening. When there's so many other podcasts you can listen to, I'm excited today to dive into iOS 15 and what's going on now that we have more updates. So first things first, before we dive in, if you're a client, don't worry. We are already doing all these things and we have been for the last few months. If you're not a client, you can schedule a call at waybreak.co and we can chat more about how we can help, because email is getting harder. It's getting a lot more difficult. It's getting more complex. You have to think smarter about, basically, email's gone from must have to now you really got to be best in class. You're going to need a great segmentation strategy to get through this. You're going to need incredible creative strategy to really drive performance in a sea of emails this Q4, even on SMS, right? More and more brands are hopping on SMS. You've got to make the most of it and be doing not just good, but you have to be doing best in class. And that's what we do at Waybreak. So if you want to learn more about that at any time, go to waybreak.co. So first things first, to recap, Apple's rolling out iOS 15. The biggest update is it's rolling out. iPhone users are going to be able to update to it on September 20th, which is Monday. So be ready, check your segments, check everything, get ready to go, and then monitor email closely because the change is happening. So be ready. So quick reminder on what's happening. Open email behavior is going to be hidden because basically, they're going to be opening every single, they're going to preload email images, including tracking pixels. We'll get into what the impact of what that might be. What might end up happening is that open rates may be inflated or inaccurately heightened because they're preloading all those. They're going to be hiding specific location data. Like, for example, no longer you'll be able to do city level location data via IP address. So they're blocking IPs. And then they're going to, and so what that means is it's not going to be, it potentially may, location tracking may no longer be reliable at the city or regional or state level. And the other side that could be impacted is that revenue attribution may be inflated. So if every email is being opened on an iOS device and then that person converts on another channel and it's tracked as open because of tracking pixels, it might credit that. So just be wary. If attribution wasn't bad before, it could potentially get inflated and be a lot worse. And one thing is Klaviyo is working with agencies and tech partners to monitor everything that's going to be going on to identify patterns that are going to help Klaviyo predict Apple Mail opens and flag them on their account. So the way I understand this to be is they're trying to really understand and use all of the data that they have to create a model where we can still play a similar game to what we've been playing, but using, it'll be more like predictive analytics and data, but it'll still be something. If you want to know how many people are in your list on iOS 15, there's a pre-built template in Klaviyo in the reports library called Email Opens by Email Client. You can update this by time frame, but what you want to look for is see who on your list is using Apple Mail and Mobile Safari compared to Gmail and other clients. Looking at the last month is a good time frame to look at. And the biggest thing is with this, because the tracking is going to be weird, it's going to mess with attribution. And this goes to Klaviyo and other ESPs. And what Klaviyo is going to be doing is giving you the option to change your attribution model. So what they're estimating happening is that iOS 15 is going to drop and some people are going to experience inflated open rates, which is going to lead to misleading attribution. So they're going to give the option to switch to a click-only attribution model, which is going to be interesting. So we'll be testing that and kind of see what exactly that looks like and what that means. On the flip side, though, if Apple Mail accounts for the minority of your opens, you're going to want to keep monitoring that, but you probably want to keep using open rates because the impact to your audience is going to be low. But if it's the majority, one thing that Klaviyo's recommend doing, and I would do the same, is actually setting to your Apple Mail segment separately post-release of iOS 15, so then you can see how much this particular audience has actually upgraded their operating system too. Because that's the other thing. People are going to have to upgrade. We'll see eventually over time, everyone's going to be on iOS 15, but we'll see what it looks like short term. And based on open rates of that segment of people who are on Apple Mail that you send to, you can decide if you want to switch to maybe a click-based attribution model if you're seeing a high inflated open rate. Some other things to think about: if you have an engaged segment that's purely based on opens, you're going to want to evolve that. I talked about that in the growth lever last week. You can learn more on our blog at waybreak.co/resources. You want to look for, you know, beyond looking at other signals like clicks, purchases, and site activity, you want to go into your list and if you're at a very simple but strategic email program, what you want to do is look at who's buying from your emails and segment based on your customers. And if you're doing over 100 million a year as a brand and you have some advanced cohort analysis going on and some advanced segmentation and you're very data driven, obviously you should be on top of this. But if you've also been lazily segmenting based on opens and you have all that data, brands that like the larger level who are doing 100 million a year with all these different data and analysis, like, you're just going to want to focus on those segments and less on open rates as a thing, right? And so one other thing is A-B tests you're going to want to take a look at. So if you're A-B testing for open rates, if more than 45% of your opens are coming from Apple Mail, you're probably going to want to consider switching to click rates as your winning metric for A-B tests. Which means you're probably really not going to be able to test open rates. Or if you have enough of your list that's on other channels, you can obviously get statistical significance, hopefully, based on the other people who aren't on Apple Mail. So you can still test on other channels to kind of see. Hopefully you've built best practices over the last 3 months we've had to prepare of what works and what doesn't. And then for clients who are using Smart Send Time, the algorithm doesn't look at open data on the individual level. So Smart Send Time results are probably going to remain accurate in Klaviyo, but it might take longer to calculate because it has to filter through everything. So that being said, it's nothing really new that we know, except that it's launching in iOS 15 September 20th. Well, people will be able to upgrade. We'll see how many people upgrade initially. Keep monitoring everything really closely. But what you should do is really focus on the biggest thing, even this year in general, is email on the scale of importance has gone from, in 2016, it was just a nice to have. Like, it drove more revenue. It was nice. You were leaving money on the table without it, but it really wasn't a must have. Come 2019, it was definitely a must have. You didn't have to do it great, but you needed to do it. Now we've evolved one layer further because acquisition is getting more expensive. And not just more expensive, it's getting more difficult because of targeting and data and all these things. Now you have to go from good enough to best in class. And that's how we help clients. And it involves an advanced segmentation strategy outside of open rates, looking at all your different customers and finding ways to target each person with the right message at the right time. And then another piece that's we've found to be extremely effective this year is focusing on quality, and specifically quality of creative. And that goes through the creative strategy, the design, the copy, and doubling down on that can really drive more performance. I think I said it recently, can drive up to 2 times more revenue. Like, we come in and with our creative, we regularly increase revenue by 30 to 300% within 90 days. And then the third piece is, moving forward, you're just really going to need to go a layer deeper to understand and optimize your program using the data that you do have. So you're going to have to go deeper, and the brands that do are going to build even better, more personalized, even higher revenue generating programs. We're losing open rates and IPs and things like that. Like, it's a pain in the butt. It's not fun, but ultimately, revenue is not going anywhere, even though tracking may get a little more difficult. And then as a bonus, if you haven't launched SMS yet, I highly recommend you do that. It's a great channel. You're running out of time before Q4 to build your list. Build that list. Start texting people. You don't have to text people every single day. Text them for the most important messages. When Black Friday, Cyber Monday comes, you better be texting people. You want to stand out from that inbox. It's going to be crowded. So if you stand out in email, the way you're going to do it is with really great email and by building a great relationship and priming your list leading up to Black Friday. And then on SMS, it's just going to cut through the noise because over 90% of people open those things within the first 3 minutes or something like that. It's a crazy stat. I don't know if that's the exact number. I think it is. I know it sounds almost unreal. So that's what to do. That's the latest update to iOS 15. Best of luck as it rolls out. You're going to be fine. And we've got some other exciting interviews coming out next week. So stay tuned for that. All right. I will talk to you soon and I hope you have a great weekend.